Hello, Kif.
This is a confirmation call from Li Bei. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative.
Thank you for getting connected to the customer service. How can I help you?
Oh, you. What's this phone call about?
It's all about your eBay account, sir. Your purchase, Apple iTunes gift card, its amount will be $299.
No, I haven't purchased anything.
All right. Can you please confirm me, apart from you, how many people use your information?
Just me and my son.
All right. And your son or you are use any iTunes gift card? You purchased that at any point of time?
No, I haven't.
Okay, sir. But I believe without your permission and without your authorization, somebody else, they are trying to take your details. And they are trying to order something. That's why you are facing that type of problem.
Yeah, so I'm not too sure what... I haven't purchased anything from Apple.
What?
I haven't bought anything or purchased anything.
Yeah, I understand that, sir. I understand that you can't purchase anything. But you are doing all in your normal work each and every day. Like you check your email, Facebook, Instagram, watching videos, movies. Something like that you are used in your regular work. In your cell phone or in your iPad or computer, whatever it is you are using. But
yeah.
I believe that point of time, do you receive lots of the advertisement like Amazon, like eBay, something else, different advertisement come up in your phone, right?
Yeah, I haven't been on any of those.
Yeah, and I believe that point of time, you are by mistakenly touch on any link over there. That's why you are facing that type of problem. So you want to cancel it?
Yes, please.
All right, so you be with me because it's online cancellation. And without your help, I can cancel that. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, just confirm me which cell phone you are using, sir. It's an Android, it's an iPad. Which one you have?
iPhone.
It's an iPhone. Can you please put the phone on speaker? Are you in the speaker?
Yeah.
And after open up the speaker mode, just look on the very bottom. You have a home button. Press the home button and go back to your home page.
Yep.
Now you need to do, look on the top. It search bar come up. Right, anything write and type something in the top.
Yep.
Now you need to do, just type over there. A for Apple, A.
Yeah, I can't see. It's right at the top bar.
Just look on the very top in your screen.
Yeah.
And you can see the search panel. Are you there?
Yep, I can't find the search panel.
Yeah, and you need to do just type over there, all in lowercase, and it's a single word. It's AnyDesk. AnyDesk. AnyDesk.
what do you want me to call them?
What is your fee right now?
What do you want me to call them?
I can get that, sir. I can hear you, your voice clearly.
Yeah. I've got this.
You just type on the search panel, type over there, AnyDesk, AnyDesk, AnyDesk.
AnyDesk, remote desktop.
Yes, that one, AnyDesk, remote desktop. Try to touch on that option.
Do I get that option?
Yeah, touch on that option.
Yeah.
And after touch on that option, you will have the option get and install. Try to touch on that. Now it is installing?
Yep.
Alright, and after work is complete, then you have a one option open. So green color option, it should be open.
So you have got that up, so what do you want
open. Yeah, it is installed or it is still installing right now?
I think it's installed.
Okay. And after install, just check you have an option over there open. Just try to and open. Now it's open. It is open, sir?
Yeah. I just got a screen. It's got a cloud there, so I'm not too sure.
What you can see? What option you can see in your screen? Confirm me.
Downloading now.
What you can see in your screen at the moment? I can't understand. That's why I'm asking you. What you can see right now?
Yeah, I'm just downloading any desktop remote desktop.
Okay. Open. Yeah. Touch on open.
Yep.
And after touch on open, what do you can see?
I see a number and enter remote.
Yeah. You have a number over there. It's like a 9-digit number.
Yeah, 9-8-4-3-4-5.
Slowly tell me, sir, the number once again. Slowly tell me.
Right. Sorry.
9-8-5. Yeah.
3-5-5.
Yeah.
271.
261, right?
271.
271.
Yes.
Alright. Now, right now, I want to send you the request. Look on your screen. You have the one option to do the camera. First option, I go up to the risk. And second option, I do not show this again. The two options it will be come up in your screen and then click on accept. Alright? Now first option it will be allowed. Just check. You just check this option will become allow. You click on allow, then click on little option. I trust this call or any option. I avoid to the risk. Touch on that little option, then click on accept. Or do not show this again, any option will become up, little box, something. Then click on accept.
It's come up security warning.
Yeah, security warning, right. You can see any option over there, allow or accept, any option.
Accept?
Yeah, click on accept, and after click on accept, just check, it's a little option over there, I avoid to the risk. Touch on that little option and accept once again. And I do not show this again, any option over there. Just click on accept once again.
Yep.
and then touch on start broadcast. You can see any option over there, start broadcast or something. Just try to touch on start broadcast.
Yep.
And after touch on start broadcast, just check what option you can see. Do not touch anywhere. Just check what you option you can see in your screen.
Just use broadcast.
Yeah, touch on start broadcast. Touch on start broadcast. Yeah, touch on start broadcast, sir.
Yeah, I've done that.
Alright.
It's downloading or doing something.
Okay, you don't touch anywhere, it is come up automatically. Now, anything change in your screen?
No, no, it's still downloading for a look.
Okay. I think your network is not stable. That's why it is. Yeah, network is not stable. Now check what option you can see.
Yeah, no, nothing.
What you can see in your screen?
Screen broadcast stop.
Stop broadcast. Touch on stop. Touch on stop broadcast. And after touch of stop broadcast, what do you can see right now?
It's just the same screen. It didn't change.
Now check. Do you have a once again that option will come up? Just try to touch on that. Allow. Click on allow, sir.
It hasn't come up.
Yeah, it is come up now.
Okay, go to, which one do I
click
on, okay?
Yeah, okay. And start broadcast or any option except or something, just try to do it. You need to do, sir, just press the back key and go back to your home page.
Yep.
And just try to check your cell phone screen. You have a new app.
Yep.
Any app. New app. You already installed new apps in your screen. Just try to check. It's a red color, diamond shape of the middle, white color. Just try to check.
Yep.
You reopen it up the app. Once again, you open it up.
Yep.
And after opening up the app,
do I have to put that number in?
Yeah, you don't put any number or anything. You can see that number, 985355271.
Yes.
Now, you need to do just once again, click on that option, allow or accept.
It's counting down.
You can see that accept option over there, accept?
Yes, I've got 14 seconds to go before it comes up.
Okay. And any option over there like start now or any option over there, start broadcast something? Does the option come up? Start broadcast? What option you can see right now?
I've just got security warning.
Yeah, click on allow or accept. Any option over there, click on allow.
Yeah, I am clicking on it, it's not working.
Not working? It is still showing allow.
Yes. But yeah,
okay. Or any another option? Just check.
Yeah, go cancel, accept, and that's it.
Click on accept once again. Touch on accept once again.
Yeah, I am. Nothing's working.
Okay. Okay, close that. Close all the information. Close it.
Yep.
And uninstall the AnyDesk. Uninstall. Just try to uninstall that. Yeah, uninstall that app.
Yep.
And try to open up the App Store once again. And reinstall that. Reinstall that AnyDesk. Reinstall it. Now it is installing once again. Alright, and after install, just complete. Tell me the number. Give me a number, 638.
733.
760. Alright. Now just check, you have an option, new option once again come up. Allow.
Yep.
Or accept. Sir, you can see that number once again. Tell me the number, 73.
638.
638.
733
760. Now you can see that option come up, allow or allow.
Yep.
Click on allow.
Yeah, before it comes up.
And you have a little option over there, two options. First option,
yep.
I above to the risk. Touch on that, I above to the risk. Then touch on accept, and after touch on, I do not show this again. Select that little box and click on accept once again. And after touch on, start broadcast. Now, what you can see in your screen?
It's just a touch screen.
Okay, don't touch anywhere. Just keep wait. Now, press the home button, sir. Press the home button directly, and go back to your home page. Press the home button.
Yep.
Now you can see in your all the application, like your gallery, camera, contact, calendar,
yep.
Each and everything you can see right now.
Yes.
Alright, now just stay on the line, swipe your screen right to the left.
Yep.
Swipe your screen right to the left and check.
Yep.
Okay. You can see that option eBay in your app, cell phone apps, eBay. Just check your cell phone. You have an eBay app. Just try to open up the eBay.
No, I don't have an eBay app on my phone.
check one by one all the applications. You have an eBay app in your cell phone. Just check.
Oh, well, it's not on my screen. I haven't got it on my screen. Are you sorry? Yep.
You got that eBay app?
Yep.
Just open it up.
Yep.
Yes, can you see that? It's a notification.
Yep.
Exactly last option. Home, My eBay, Search, Notification, Selling. You can see that option?
Yep.
We just try to touch on My eBay.
What am I meant to be touching on?
My eBay. Just look on the very bottom. You have the option My eBay. Just try to touch on My eBay.
Yep.
Yeah, and after touch on My eBay, just check what option it will become up.
Buy again.
Yes. Can you see that? It's payments. Look on this option payments. Just try to touch on that payments.
Yep.
And you are use eBay apps, you are purchased something any point of time?
No.
All right. All right, I understand that, sir. Look on the very top left-hand side, it's a cross. Just try to touch on that black cross, left-hand side, very top.
Yep.
Yes. And scroll it down, scroll down the page.
Yep. Yes, I've only got save, buy again, purchase, sell, payment help, eBay plus.
Can you see that? It's the top of that messages. It's option messages.
Yes.
Touch on that messages.
Yep.
All right. Close that. Left hand side top cross is just try to touch on cross. Yeah.
Yep.
And face the back option, face the back key.
So you want me to go back?
Yeah, go back, yeah.
And turn my home page?
Yes. Now you need to do, sir, because I think somebody else misused your information. And they are trying to order something with eBay or anywhere. So right now we need to do, sir. You can tell me, do you do online banking or something?
No, I don't do any of that. I don't do anything online.
Oh, you don't do any online banking or anything. All right.
No.
All right. Hang on a second. Hold details. Just try to open up the settings, sir.
What do you want me to open up?
Just try to open up these settings. Look on your screen, you have the option settings with your phone. Just try to open up the settings. Settings in your phone, mobile phone is the option settings. Just try to open up the settings.
Yeah, got it. What do you want me to open up now?
Look on the very top, sir.
Yep.
Look on the very top. Look on the very top.
Yeah, I've got the top. I've got my name, Apple. Then I've got airplane, mobile, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth. Mobile, personal hotspot.
Yes, sir. You need to do is just try to touch on in your name. You look on the very top, you have your name. You can see that.
Yep.
Okay.
You said what you have opened that up?
Okay. Now just, what you can see in your screen at the moment?
My name right at the top, name, phone number, email.
All right, can you see that option, below of the option, password and security, and below of the option, payment and delivery? Just try to touch on that, payment and delivery.
Yep.
Touch on that option.
Yep. It's loading now.
All right.
It's come up.
Okay. Hang on. Okay, sir, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, can you confirm me first, sir, which bank you're dealing with? Like, which bank you are using?
CUA.
COA?
Yes.
All right, and in your answer, any point of time, you have put anywhere in your card information, like your card number or something, you put any website, any point of time you remember?
Yeah, I think I've done it once.
Yes. That point of time, you are by mistakenly put any wrong website. They are trying to access your information already. So that's why it is facing that type of problem. So you don't worry about. Our technician team, they are trying to change each and everything and block it. Then in future, nobody can touch your details and nobody can use it. All right?
Yep.
All right. Now, you need to do just stay on the line because right now I want to transfer this call to our senior manager and they are trying to help you. How do you want to do that? All right? Just hang on a second.
Yep.
Hello. Thanks for holding the line, sir. My name is Harry, and I'm the senior supervisor over here. So how are you doing today?
Well, yeah, I was a little bit better than I am now after the phone call.
Uh-huh. Okay. So what I'm doing right now, sir, I would like to stop that payment, right, because someone misused your details, and they are using your details for the illegal things, right? So I got to refund the money, okay? So first of all, sir, come back to normal screen and where you can see your wallpaper, all right?
Yep. So what do you want me to do?
Come back to normal screen where I can see your wallpaper, Mr. Hell.
Yeah, I'm back on normal screen. Oh, my.
And can you inform me, sir, I'm speaking with Mr. Hill?
Yes.
All right. So do one thing, sir, open up your Google, right? Where I can see, where you can search anything. Open up the Google, like Safari, Chrome. I want to show you, sir, who can, use your details, right?
Yeah, I'm just
open up your Google.
Yep, I've
had enough to go. All right. And you can see the search panel on
yep.
the top. Yes. So put on that, my, M as in mother, Y as in yellow, my.
Oh,
then
my.
Give a space, yes, my.
What?
Then give a space, my. Then
yep.
number one. Then B as in papa.
Yep.
Then give a space, address,
yeah,
I,
I'm having trouble trying to...
Okay, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm just having trouble trying to...
I understand. It's my 1P, then give a space, yes, 1P, P as in papa, 1P,
one P.
Yeah. Then give a space...
Yep.
Address, location, address, address, then give a space,
yep.
location, location, location,
yep.
then give a space, then
yep.
CA, C as in Charlie, A as in Alpha,
yep.
it's my 1P address, location, space, CA. Then click on search. Then what you got on your screen, I'll let you know. C A C as in Charlie, A as in Apple.
Yep, yep.
Then search. CA, then click on search. Then what you got on your screen, I'll let you know.
Yeah, I've got it on my screen.
Alright, what you got? You got your IP address detail to map on your screen?
Yes.
Alright, you can see like a 66.249.69.38.
Yep.
Yes, that is your personal IP address. Like whenever you can use your internet, and at that point of time, activate this number, right? That is registered under by your name and under your details. Okay? And anything written beside the IP, like hide my IP with VPN, anything written?
Yeah.
Sir, the VPN means it's virtual private network, right? Someone accessed your IP address from Mountain View, California from US, and they are hacked your IP, so that's why you don't know someone use that, alright, without your knowledge and without your permission, alright?
Yeah.
And you know that, sir, your old details is also connected with your IP address, like your email account, Facebook, WhatsApp, each and everything, ma'am, sir, connected with the same
yeah.
internet, alright? And you can see IP location, sir. You are belong
yep.
from Australia, but you can see like a Mountain View, California, your IP
yep.
location. Yes. So that means it is a hacker location, not of like geolocation. All right. And you can see like a device type, like mobile Android. You are using right now, it's a Apple iPhone. Right?
Yes.
But you can see right now like a device service mobile Android. So it's a hacker
yes.
device. It's a hacker device, not of your device, right? Someone access your details, sir. Like someone get your old information without your knowledge and without your permission. Like, sir, whenever you go online and use your internet, like surfing Google, Facebook, WhatsApp, checking emails, online shopping, like, sir, you can visit any websites. At that point of time, sir, hello, are you there?
Yes, you got
many type of ads. Whenever you go online and that point of time, you got like many type of ads, like you can view, you win cash, book your flight, install the antivirus. You got many
yep.
type of ads, right? And
yep.
you can click any by mistake, any of the ads, and that point of time, someone access your IP address and get your all details without your knowledge and without your permission. So what I do right now, sir, yeah, I will block the sir, I will block the hacker from your server, right? And I can see on my database, like the two hacker active on your server right now, all right? So I want to stop that. At first, I want to refund the money, the $299, because you got a voice message, the $299 debit from your account. So I want to refund the money, okay?
Yep.
So do one thing, sir. At first, tell me, do you do any online banking on this device?
No, I don't.
All right. So could you inform me, like, what type of, like, purpose you can use your mobile phone? Like checking emails, online shopping?
Yeah, I'll check my emails from my phone.
Online shopping, right? Do you do online shopping? Do you have any eBay account? Do you have an eBay account created by under your name?
No,
okay, okay. So what I'm doing right now, sir, I'm sending you the money, right? And you need to check it by your end, right?
Yep.
So first of all, sir, could you inform me, like, which bank, sir, you are dealt with? Like a St. George, Bendigo, Commonwealth, NAB. Sorry?
I didn't get that.
Sorry?
CUA.
St. George?
No. The Great Southern Bank.
Okay. Do one thing, sir. Look on the screen, right? You can see the search panel? Yes. So put on your bank name and give a space and put on that like login, right? Put on your bank name.
Yep.
Put on your bank name, then give a space like login.
Login.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Login. Then click on search. You need to register your net banking, right? Then you can see like your all statement. Like in case any money debited from your account, because I want to refund the money, so that's why. All right.
Yeah, the Great Southern Bank. That's how I'm with.
Okay, it's your bank, like Great Southern Bank. It's your bank.
Yes.
Or say CUA Bank. Which bank you are dealing with? So click on your bank name.
With the Great Southern Bank online?
Yes, it's your bank, so click on that.
Yeah, clicked on that.
All right. And you can see like a register today. Click on register. You got any options?
Yep.
Yes, click on register.
Yep.
Okay, you can see the customer number. Any asking some anything? Like customer number or like any information?
Yeah, customer number.
So, all right, so fill up the form, sir. Fill up the form. Fill up the form.
I'm just at work at the moment.
Okay, I understand. Take your time, sir. Take your time, right? I'll be with you. Take your time.
Yeah,
because
that's why I try not to do any of
this stuff. Right. All right. So, did you remember, sir, like how much in your account right now? Because.
More than 430 in me.
400 or 500?
No, 500.
500. All right.
Yeah.
So how many accounts is your bank? Like two accounts, three accounts? Sorry?
No, I've only got one account.
You got only for one account. Okay. Apart from this bank, do you have any other bank?
No, this is the only one.
Oh, only one. All right. Okay, do you have any like a savings account apart from this checking account?
No, I don't have anything. It's only this one.
All right.
That's the only reason why I've only got this one, so I don't have this problem.
Okay, I understand, sir. So give me one second. So you need to put on that, right?
Do you want me to fill in the details?
Yes.
Customer number. That'll be my card number, won't it? You there?
All right. Okay, put on that. Right.
The customer number, is that my card number?
Yes, put on that by yourself. If you've done that, and let me know, all right, sir?
Yeah. I'm just a little bit slow, because I'm not...
Okay, well, take your time, sir. Take your time. I'll be with you.
Yeah, because that's another reason I don't do anything online, because I'm not that quick at putting things in. Yeah, I've done all that.
Okay, then continue. And sir, do you have with you your debit card?
Yeah, that's what I've got now.
Okay.
What do they mean by customer number? Because I've just put in my card number. I haven't got a customer number.
Yeah, all right. Put on your full card number, right? Full of your card number.
4434-3800. 1, 2, oh, it hasn't taken up all the numbers. 1, 2, 1, 2, 4, 8. Yeah, it's not putting all the numbers in.
All right. Okay, do one thing, sir. Take a picture of your card, right? I will, secure your card. So take a picture of your card. Take a picture.
You just want the back of it?
Yes. You need to click on home, come back in normal screen, minimize the page. Click on home, come back in normal screen. And take a picture. I will scan your card, right? Take a picture.
You have taken a photo.
Take a picture of the card. And both sides, sir, both sides.
Oh, both sides, sorry. Yep, I've done that.
Okay. And come back to your normal screen. Come back to your normal screen where you can see your wallpaper.
Yep.
Okay. Take a picture of your backside.
Of the back?
Mm-hmm.
Back side of the card? Are you there?
Yes, sir, I dare, I dare.
So what do you want me to take a photo again?
Yes. Take a picture of the backside of the card.
Yeah, I've just done that.
Have you done that?
Yes.
Alright, alright. Give me 1 second. Do you remember your customer ID, sir?
No, I don't.
Okay. Take a picture of the backside, right? Manufacturer front side. Take a picture of the backside.
Yeah. That's got all my information on it. Yeah, I've just taken a photo of it now.
All right. Take a visible picture, right? Of your front side.
Yep.
Take a visible picture.
Yep.
And come back to your previous page, right?
What page do you want, sir?
Go to your previous page, like go to your bank page.
The bank?
Yes, your bank page.
Yes, I've got it there.
Open up your Google, right? Open up your Google. All right, you need to look on the screen, right? You can see the search panel on the bottom?
Yep.
So you need to put on that Rocket Remit, right? Click on the search panel. I want to send you the money. So put on that Rocket Remit.
What was it?
Rocket Remit.
Rocket?
Remit.
R-O-C-K. Rocket?
Remit.
How do you spell that?
Rocket. Rocket. R-O-C-K-E-T.
Yeah.
Rocket. Remit. R-E-M-I-T.
Can you count down, please? R?
Rocket. R-O-C-K.
C-K, yes.
E-T.
E-T.
Remit.
Remit.
Yes. R E M I T. E M I T. I T.
Yes.
Yes. Is it come up Rocket Remit?
Yep.
Yes, click on that. To the first one. You can see the Rocket Remit money transfer. Any you got any option?
No, it's just come up searching that.
Okay, you can see? What come up?
Rocket?
Scroll down a little bit, sir. Scroll down a little bit.
Yeah. So what am I meant to be looking on the page?
Go to the page, sir.
Yeah, I've got the page up.
Okay. So do you have the charger with you right now?
A charger?
Yes, your mobile charger.
No, I don't.
Oh my God. All right. Okay, you can see like a Rocket Remit money transfer. Any option you got? Okay, when did you come back at your home?
Big fun.
When did you come back at your home?
When do I go back home?
Yes.
Because it's 1 o'clock here. I'll be home about 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. All right. Okay. So you haven't got any charge in your mobile phone right now. So do one thing, sir. Close it and everything and come back to your normal screen, all right? And don't need to disclose any other one, this matter, all right? It's a swing operation, and we have to refund the money, and we have, like, blocked the active hackers, right? The two active hackers in your account right now. So you haven't got a charge in your mobile phone. So that's why I can ring you back after 4 o'clock, okay?
Yep.
All right.
Sorry, because I'm at work.
Okay, no problem. So I can ring you back 4 o'clock, okay?
Yes, please.
Okay, sir. So bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, you have to hang up the call by your end.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.